says, hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing.
Jenna is indeed here. If you missed it, we actually just sampled the Roque Ice Cream Man. That was delicious. It's a sour. And we're kind of calling that our summer, end of summer beer sample today. And we're going to roll into, you said you have fall options showing up right now.
I do. So I didn't even bring like the really super fall yes. options.
Let's transition because ourselves like, you know, into that.
Yes. I did bring, and one of the key reasons I brought this, I brought Virtue Cider Michigan Apple, yes. which we've definitely had the Virtues before.
Now, Virtue Cider is close to us.
Yes, it's in Fenville.
Yep.
And the cool thing about that is Goose Island founder's son, John Hall's son, Greg Hall, who is the originator of Bourbon County Stout, which some people love, and it's a hugely rated beer. He, once they, you know, sold Goose Island and they, you know, he was done with that, he took a pilgrimage, you know, to Europe and studied cider making. And that was his real next passion, is after he did the barrel age kind of thing and did all the beers, he really wanted to do that. So then he opened up Virtue in Fenville.
Got it.
In Fenville, we represent a few cider companies from Fenville. We've got Cranes, as well as the Virtue Ciders in Fenville. And that's, I guess, a really great parallel for apple growing and just where, you know, the farms there, whatever kind of apples they produce make great cider. So that's where he ended up. And he everything that he does is a little bit more European style. And they are going to see some barrel time, and everything's blended. So like there's, you know, a huge like component of just this really, you know, wonderful cider maker. And then you've got it touching French oak, and then it's always blended so that, you know, it's got the right tartness and sweetness, and it's just delicious.
I don't want to like say that I'm over summer because I'm not. But
no.
This just put me right into the happiness of like, you know, apple picking, you're drinking your apple cider.
Yes.
I just took a drink of this. You brought me the semi dry cider.
Yes.
Michigan apple.
Yep.
So good.
Yes. And this is actually going to be on their sweeter side. It's going to be the most like just traditional apple.
Yeah.
Their rosé and their brut are pretty dry. The rosé has a little of their Southwest Michigan cherry tartness to it.
The rosé really took off the summer in that bright
huge.
Pink can.
Yep, huge.
This one is red.
Yep.
And delicious.
Yes.
I think this would be a very good transitional option from August into
Absolutely.
September.
It's a good transitional because, like, yes, it's cider season is upon us. Like, this is cider season coming up.
Yep.
Like, September through, like, you know, October, November is cider season. You know, Thanksgiving, you know, Halloween,
yes.
that whole is definitely cider.
We'll just call this adult apple juice.
It is. And I really do love this, and I wanted to bring it today because they are transitioning from a six-pack, like, just, like, the 12-ounce cans are just, like, you know, six loose, you mm-hmm. know, the plastic rings. They're going to be nice and boxed coming soon.
Nice.
So you'll start to see that on the shelves where it's a really nice pretty box that will have the, you know, you can't miss it, will look great on display.
Yeah.
And then they've also got the cherry that everyone loves and the honey that are currently in bottles will transition to the cans
nice.
As well.
Nice. So
yep.
look for a new selection of things to pick up from Virtue Cider.
Yes.
Just different boxes.
Absolutely.
And displays. Very good. Now I'm curious what this Budweiser bottle you brought me is all about.
Yes. So, okay. So last fall, Anheuser-Busch came out with the Prohibition and everyone loved it, and that was a red ale. This is obviously the, you know, Budweiser. It is a tweaked formula of Budweiser, so they definitely make it. This is the copper lager. So this summer we had Freedom Reserve, which was the George Washington beer, right? He did that whole thing where it was his recipe from one of his war journals and that whole story. And they're going to keep doing this where they have a very retro style bottle, and then they'll pick some kind of like thing to commemorate or kind of partner
mm-hmm.
with. And they partnered with Jim Beam on this.
Yes.
And so this is the first time I've seen them partner with like a spirit company. It's going to be really interesting to see how it does. I think it's really good. I had a chance to try it earlier today. It just hit our warehouse. So we, you know, wanted to check it out.
It looks like they must age it in the Jim Beam barrels.
They do. Yes, it's barrel aged. They all see some of the staves. But it's very easy to drink. Just at the end, you get a little
bit
of that.
Just a little bit.
Yep, just a little bit at the end.
Because I'm not a whiskey drinker.
No, me either.
But this is definitely a good beer that just has that added hint.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
And when can we start picking these
up? So this literally just hit our warehouse.
Okay.
So you will start to see this after the Freedom Reserve. So the Freedom Reserve is out there through August. So probably mid to late August, you'll start seeing this out there.
Okay.
And it'll be available through probably November, December.
Really cool little bottle. This would make like a great gift for somebody that really
yeah.
enjoys drinking.
Absolutely. You'll see a lot of holiday type things, display end caps,
yes.
cross merchandise with the Jim Beam. So
do you call it Budweiser Copper Lager with Jim
Copper
Beam?
Lager, yep.
Okay.
So what we just call it Copper Lager.
Got it.
You know, because they transition, we kind of know, but it is Budweiser.
A little Budweiser, a little Jim
yep,
Beam there, guys.
It is Budweiser, and it is a great a great thing, and people really like it. It's done really well for us with having the different styles that come out, and usually some kind of commemorative holiday or reason that they're doing it, like Prohibition celebrating that, the end of that, as well as the George Washington thing with Freedom Reserve, and of course donating to the military with that package as well. And now this is just cross merching with Jim Beam for this.
I love it. Mm-hmm. All right. So keep in mind that these are going to be Virtues out now, and then you'll start seeing that Budweiser option very soon.
Very soon.
All right, Jenna. Well, it's always great. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Lindsay K.
Lindsay K says, hey, Bud, the Weekend Mixer with Jenna from Bud Distributing.